Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from United Denomination of Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident pastor of the Abbey Branch in Dawenia, off the Dawenia-Afienia Link Road. He oversees many churches both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Welcome to Active Word, where the word is alive.
I think you can put your hands together properly. Testimony time, so you should be excited. Sing along with us.
Say you can call me testimony. It is my time and it is my season. All around me,
testimony. If you want to dance, you are free to do that.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall never want. Every day, testimonies everywhere. Testimonies. See, the word is working, and I'm so full of praise. In the morning, testimony, and in the evening, testimony.
Somebody's dancing into his testimony.
How I overcame, I testify, I testify. Your life is not stories to tell. You have come with,
you have a story to tell.
You
have a testimony.
It's your time, yes, this is your season. All around you,
if I were you, I'll be dancing to into my testimony by now.
Every day, everywhere.
If you have a story to tell, you should be dancing now.
Full of praise in the morning, testimony, and in the evening, testimony.
Wow.
Now we tell the story of how I overcame.
Wow.
Every day, testimony, everywhere, testimony. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so full of praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. You can put your hands together properly. Clapping is free, so you can do that. We are blessed as a church to have a father who is so anointed. Their testimonies don't come like that. Something triggers the testimonies. Amen. That is why Sunday after Sunday, we can come and stand in front of you and share testimonies of what God is doing in the lives of people. Amen. Are you excited? There's a couple here. They are members of this church. They've been married for some time and have been believing God for a certain miracle. Are you also believing God for a miracle? They said they have done everything they could. But one day, they came in contact with the prophet. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to invite them to tell us. So let's put our hands together for Reverend Hansen and the wife to testify of their miracle. Amen.
Amen. This morning, we have a story to tell. We also have a testimony this morning. Amen. Our testimony is about how God, through our prophet, our pastor, our bishop, Ishmael Sam, blessed us with children after so many years of marriage.
Wow, you should be dancing by now.
My wife is here with me because it's our testimony, but I'm sharing it on our behalf. Amen. This year will be our 13th year of marriage by the grace of God. But our children, our firstborn will be 5 years this May, like next month. And so for the first 8 years, there was no issue, there was nothing. And you can imagine our country with such a problem, married couple who have married 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, up to 8 years, there was no issue.
Wow.
I mean, it was some of the difficult times. Some unfortunate statements, when are you giving birth? When the children come in and all that, it was very difficult at the time. I remember a few times when I came to understand the scripture in Mark chapter 6 verse 4, where Jesus said that a prophet is without honor except in his own country, among his own kings and his own house. There were many times that my mother-in-law will come and then will come and call my wife. Prophet Biaba, Yanko, Ohone Ikwa, Intibia Ebao, meaning that a prophet has come to town, and when you go there, within a short time, you give birth.
Mercy.
And I've been wondering, am I not also a pastor in the house? Don't you recognize and realize, and know that I am also anointed with oil? And you come and call my wife that let's go and see a prophet somewhere. I felt like a little boy. But then, we went on. Some of the difficult times were when maybe you go for like a baby naming, you bless a couple, and within a few times they've given birth and you have to go and do the naming. I mean, sometimes when you are coming from there, it's like, oh, Eradi, Enkosi Dabena. I mean, our turn will also come. But we kept the believing God, hoping that it will come to pass. At a point, we wanted to adapt. So we came to see mommy. We spoke to her. Then she said that, why don't you try, the last thing, which was IVF. And so we started the process. We went to a hospital in East Legon. And you know, these doctors, when they want to charge you more, that is where they'll tell you that they are specialists. And so we saw a specialist gynecologist and a specialist embryologist who were treating us and all that. Every day for about a month, every day we'll go for an injection. And you are supposed to be there at a particular time, maybe 5:30 or 6:30. Our driver on the motorway will go. Anytime we'll go and they do a scan, they will say that, we can see seed, we can see eggs. The eggs are growing. You can see about 6 eggs, 8 eggs, 7 eggs. And so.
And were you doing that for free?
It was not for free. They charge in dollars. And any time that we go, we have to pay the consultation fee in dollars. I remember we have to sell our first car just so that we can go through this process. We went through it all. On the day that they were supposed to go and harvest the eggs and fertilize them, when they went to the theater, they opened everything. The doctor came back and he said that there are no eggs. And I'm like, so the eggs that you were seeing all throughout the month, where are they?
Where are the eggs?
Where are the eggs? He explained. I hear somebody say that. Now go see anyway. He explained that the eggs are like pawpaw without seeds. Even though the eggs are there, when you open the eggs, there are no seeds in them. And so it cannot be fertilized. Daddy, I tell you, that was one of the disappointing times that we had. One of the longest drive I'd had on the motorway was that day, because I had to drive back. It was like Shrek, like the donkey in the Shrek. Are we there yet? We never got home. We came home, it was on a Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I went to church, I went to preach normally. you know, unfortunately that day, a church member who had been gracious enough to get pregnant and then the pregnancy has aborted, came to see me for encouragement and all that. And I was like, you are lucky to even get pregnant. Me, my wife over there, doctor said that she has no cyst. And you know what? The last statement of the doctor was that my wife can never give birth. That was the last thing the doctor said before we left there. A specialist gynecologist, his statement was that my wife can never give birth. And so the Sunday after service, after preaching and everything, around 4 o'clock, I said, oh, let's go to Cornerstone and fellowship small before we go home. And so we went, and at the back, you know, when you are going to Bishop's office, at the back of the window, I mean, we were standing there. I think there was a meeting that Bishop had in front there, and so he was coming straight like that, and we were standing there. And when he got there, he just gave me a high five, gave my wife a high five, and she said that I can hear children crying.
Oh, put your hands together for Jesus!
You know, the thing happened on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday we came to church, and the man of God says that he can hear children crying.
Crying. Wow.
When the doctor says that my wife cannot give birth,
After collecting the dollars, he couldn't bring the eggs.
He couldn't do anything.
Please go ahead.
You know what? You know, sometimes we are human. My wife and I was like this woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16. The Shunammite woman, when Elisha told her that a year by this time you will have a man child. And he says, that prophet, man of God, don't lie to me. I mean, in my head, I was telling myself that, Bishop, if you know what the doctors have said this weekend, you will not be prophesying like that. I didn't know that I thought I was the only one who was like feeling the same. It was later I realized that my wife was also thinking the same thing. But by the grace of God, someone said, by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God. The month that the doctor said that nothing could happen. And you see, the wildest of the testimony was that they didn't do the procedure at all. They didn't do anything at all. They didn't harvest the egg. They didn't do anything at all. They gave up. The following month, for the very first time, my wife took seed.
Oh, put your hands together for Jesus! This is a miracle! Oh, you can clap your hands better than that. Asafo, go ahead.
My wife took seed. And then by the grace of God, it was a seed that we never told a lot of people. We told a bishop, we told mommy, but even the mother-in-law, we never told her until she saw the signs. You know, when you're pregnant, you cannot hide it. So by the grace of God, she gave birth to a bouncy baby boy.
Wow.
And you know, the prophet said that I can hear children crying. A child is not children. It is only one. It will take a lot before it will be children. 9 months later from then.
9 months later.
My wife took another seed.
Whoa! Whoa! Make some noise for Jesus!
You know, for something that... Okay,
We have the testimonies right here. Somebody help them to come upstage. These are the crying children, the babies that were prophesied. Wow. Please continue.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, 9 months later, then my wife took seed again. And by the grace of God, when we went to check, They were twins.
Wow! Everything are double.
You know, I wish that the prophet could have said that I can hear babies laughing because the children can cry. When they come out like that, they're crying. Because the prophet saw them crying, so when they come, they have to cry. You know, on the day where my wife was supposed to go and deliver the two, I told the doctor that, you know what, quite recently, I read a story about somebody who gave birth. The first one was one, the second one was two, the third one was three, and so you know what, do something about it. Because I don't want to go back again. But I want to say that if you are here, and you are believing God for a child, you are believing God for the miracle of a baby. I don't know how long yours has been, but for 8 years, nothing happened. Within 2 years, we had three children. And I want to say thank you, Bishop, for being a pastor, being a prophet.
Oh, somebody is sowing a seed into this testimony. I think you can also sow a seed into this testimony. Come and tap into it. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let's put our hands together for them as they go. Reverend, I don't think you are done yet. You are free to go more. Hallelujah. Wow. Wow. Are you not excited? I think this testimony is more than enough for the week. I cannot go ahead with the other testimonies. We have other powerful testimonies, but this is just enough for us to go through the week. We have an anointed man of God in the house. Believe in him. Don't look elsewhere. Look in house, and your miracle is coming to you. Amen. Hallelujah. We are blessed to have a prophet in the house. Our lives is going to be preserved by this prophet. But before the prophet comes up to speak to us, we welcome our sister Georgina to minister unto us. And the next voice you hear is our father and our prophet. Amen.
Father has a plan, though it's hard to see it now. You feel you walking all alone, but he is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you toss to and fro, when you face with life's decisions and not sure which way to go, the Father has a plan. Though it's hard to see it now, you feel you walking all alone, but he is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you toss to and fro, when you face with life's decisions and not sure which way to go, stand let God move. Standing still is hard to do. When you feel you have reached the end, he'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God. Has a plan, though it's hard to see it now, and you feel you're walking all alone, but he is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you toss to and fro, and when you directions and not sure which way to go. Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do when you feel you have reached the end. He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. Oh, stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? Put your hands together for Jesus.
Consim que se ama Jesus.
Wow. So we want to thank God for this morning. For making it possible for us to be here. I don't know a lot of things. But one thing I know is that because God is here today, your life will never be the same
again.
For that, I am sure that because God is here, you are not living the same as you came. You are living here with a powerful blessing.
And
what a powerful testimony that our brother came to share here. I have forgotten a lot about it. But what I know is that he was believing God for a child and he got a child by the intervention of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But I didn't know that he was thinking like Sarah and all the rest. But that was a powerful testimony to the glory of God. And you know something, this is the second time, and I mean he has told me, so it makes it the second time. So I'm sure if you also told me yours, it'd be about 3 or 4 or 5 times that I've heard that somebody was being told that, why don't you leave this church and go to a prophet here? The first time they told the other person to, within a month, he also got his child. And their wife is pregnant again. After almost 5 years of marriage. So when he said it, I said, oh, is that so? That's what people say. But you see, I know of a couple who were in our church. They were believing God for a child. And I'm sure they also advised like that. So they left our church. Unfortunately, after now, almost about 20 years, they still not had the issue. So as they said that, I said, wow. It's possible they were also spoken out of their blessings. So don't let anybody deceive you. It is God who works the miracle. And as long as God is in the house, it's just a matter of time.
I am repent.
And then depending on how John the Baptist or how your miracle is supposed to be, it takes some time. Depending on how the miracle is supposed to be, you get it. So believe God and just flow. Let the Spirit bear witness with your spirit. God is here and his wonders to perform. May it be your story too in the name of Jesus. The other testimony too is similar to this about the fruit of the womb. When I saw it, I was very surprised. I was wondering how they choose the testimonies. But I'm sure next week you hear about that. But I believe that God is just moving in that area. Hallelujah. Your time will definitely come. Not only fruit of the womb, but financial breakthroughs. Any sort of miracle you are believing for. Changing your jobs. Making your tithe, your salary to become your salary now to become your tithe. That means that you are going to get a job that to make your salary 10 times more. All those things are going to happen in the name of Jesus. Those who believe are receiving. And those who believe it shall come to pass in your life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1.
Corinthians.
Ignorance of spirituals. So spirituals. And last week we got to know that ignorance of spiritual things can cost you a lot. And we saw how ignorance of Esau's spiritual birthright affected his whole life, and till now is still running. He perilosed a very important spiritual thing. What is my birthright? And so, God was ignorant about it. So, as a church, we don't want to be ignorant about spiritual things that can be a blessing to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so, we also spoke about ignorance of the spirituality of tithing. You remember? That is also a very powerful thing, but ignorant of it would cost you. So if you don't take, you don't give tithe, you are not doing anybody a disfavor. You are worrying your own self. Because it's a spiritual thing, like offering to, any kind of giving. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And also we said that you must also not be ignorant of being able to honor the man of God. To bless the man of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why in Lighthouse we have a day set aside that we honor our prophets. That day, it's not supposed to be a one day. It's just supposed to remind us that every day of our lives we should honor the prophet.
And yes, I said that on one and yes, and
that day is on our calendar. We call the Galatians 6:6. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And very soon that day will come for us to honor our prophet. Hallelujah. But I also told you that to honor somebody is not a one-day thing. If you know that the person is a blessing to you, you honor the person. You bless the person. For instance, if your pastor is celebrating his birthday, it doesn't need to be made a public thing. When you are doing your birthday, is it made a public thing? A birthday is a social event. Okay, so you have to know that if it's my father's birthday, I don't need to be told even to bless him. I willingly have to know that it's my father's birthday. It's my prophet's birthday. It's not necessary to make envelopes and say, your father's birthday, so bless the person. No. That's not how it's supposed to be. Hallelujah. So, but in Lighthouse, we celebrate our father's, our prophet's birthday.
Our Lighthouse,
as the founder's day. But the founder's day is marked with the ideals of the founder.
So founder's day,
the ideals of the founder. You can say ideal, if you understand. And the values of the father.
Say your papa founder's day.
And what is the values and ideas of the father? So winning.
Then your papa church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So founder's day is not the same as honoring our prophet, even though every day we should honor our prophet.
Founder's day, yeah, can one say no to say yeah, papa.
But so this founder's day, we need to mark it with evangelism so that for generations to come, they will never forget that Lighthouse and the founder of Lighthouse always emphasized evangelism and outreach and soul winning. Every event has something that it makes people remember to do. That's why they celebrate Remembrance Day for the fallen heroes, the soldiers. So when the soldiers are going to war, they are encouraged. So this year too, we are celebrating the Founders Day, and we are going to do evangelism. Are you understand what I'm saying? I think it's very clear, isn't it? But I'm talking about the spirituality, is that it's for you to understand that you just need to honor an anointing. Hallelujah. You just need to honor an anointing. Amen. So we are talking about the spirituality of honoring the prophet. It's for your own good. Hallelujah. That's when God wanted to bless the widow woman. He told the prophet, tell her to give you first. Amen. So now today we want to talk about the spirituality of the tongue.
And then Pastor Minkasampa said, Tetramasu Yahuma dear.
I said, well, spirituality of what?
Tongue.
The spirituality of what?
The tongue.
The tongue is a very, 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 very powerful thing. Hallelujah. And many people have not understood the spirituality of the tongue. Concerning spirituals, don't be ignorant. And many of us, ignorance has made us to use some powerful weapons in a certain way that has not blessed us. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18:21. Are you there? Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. You see, it means that you have a great power with you.
As said, to make a
but you don't know. And if only you knew, you would have tapped into the power of it. Through your tongue, you can claim your victories over darkness. Through your tongue, you can pronounce yourself out of many issues. Through your tongue, many powerful things will happen to you because your tongue is very powerful. That is why in normal conversations and talking, you must be careful the way you talk. Last, we were coming from Nigeria and at the
airport,
somebody went to tell, when in a queue, somebody went to ask the person, are you the last? And they told her, no, Nigeria, you don't ask anybody, are you the last? You have to call, are you the last in the queue? Well, if you say, are you the last? The person say, I'm not the last. I can never be the last. And I was
last.
Very surprised. He said, I am not the last and I can never be. So, last in what?
Last
in what? So, you have to qualify it. And this is also conversational, you know, powers that are released. We take it for granted.
Actually,
when I heard, I said, wow, I wouldn't have bothered to say it. And I said, oh, yes. I would have said, yes. Hallelujah. So the power to be the last or the first is in your tongue. And if you love it, you will eat the fruit of it. If you are ignorant of it and just look at it at anyhow, you will eat the fruit of it also as well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you need in your conversations, you must be careful what you say, especially in casual conversations. That is why when I saw, I said, you will hear cries of babies. It's a conversation. And many people have said that, oh, you casually said. Don't accept what people casually tell you. Because it's spiritual. There is a spirit in your mouth. There is power in your mouth. The mere fact that you are ignorant of it doesn't mean that it doesn't work. And some of you have killed your businesses, have killed your children, have killed your marriages, have killed your life by the things you have said casually. The things you have said casually, you have said so many things, but the things you have said, but be careful. And I will refer you to Bishop's book, Name It, Claim It, and Take It.
Claim it.
Yes. But what I'm saying is that you must know that there is power concerning the spirituality of the tongue. Brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2.
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2.
Proverbs chapter 2 verse 6, that thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Proverbs chapter 6 verse
2. Sawanam wenu mu asem so achewa ye yemum meba na yiwo ho every say waton wo yonkun sem ko koto na sure wo yonkun no.
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 2. Proverbs 6 verse 2. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Proverbs 6 2,
only verse 2.
Sawanam wenu mu asem so achewa ye yemum.
Good. That means that you are trapped. And a trap is a trap. Whether you knew it and you fell into it, or you didn't know and you fell into it, you are still in a trap. The trap will still function whether you are ignorant or not. The law will still work whether you are ignorant or not. That is why if you are killing your business and trapping yourself in your small hall and chamber, you are still trapped. And some of you, your life has come as far as the things you have said. And some people jokingly say things. Bishop tells us a story of a lady who grew up always saying that there was a small spot on her face, and she used to say, "This is my cancer."
Bishop Okasembi says, "Na abaiwe, I didn't want to so not I cast it. I'm a cancer."
And she thought she was joking.
No, this
was
the agro.
Eventually, and she trapped herself, and that thing developed cancer. It developed to a cancer, and she died of it.
Cancer. Oh yeah.
So those of you who are trapping yourself with the words of your mouth, it's about time you stop and begin to make some powerful confessions about your life and your situation, because life and death is in your tongue. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's better you speak it.
Yes, I will.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
James chapter 3 verse 10.
James chapter 3 verse 10.
You see, tell your friend, don't say things you don't mean. don't say things you don't mean. Some of you just you think that you are just saying it.
You move ready to say a kanekeke.
Hey, I feel the mewu.
Oh, I'll die very soon.
You talk by heart.
Okasakwa.
This thing will kill me, oh.
Oh, adi ebe kumiyo.
You people will kill me before. By the time you people grow up, I'm dead.
Mumbeni kwamba ni mewu.
And when they grew up, you were dead. Because you are ignorant that you have been trapping yourself of the things you are saying. The spirituality of the tongue. Let life come from your mouth. James chapter 3 verse 10. Yeah, James says, out of the same mouth proceeded blessings and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be.
Yakubu Homa, etimi ensa nchiche mudu anokra nora mu na insurane no mie efri minyanum ensese eye no mbasa
ensese eye no sa.
This shouldn't be
that the same mouth that blessings is coming up from and bless supposed to come from is the same mouth you are using to curse.
No one know me to
That is why I have never used the word divorce in my life before. Or in my marriage. No matter what the situation is, I have never used the word, I will divorce you. Or my wife has used the voice, she will divorce me.
And I said,
I have never even done it. That would make her even say that before. So she doesn't even have to think about it. Because see, it's a spirit. And some of it started like that. I will divorce you. I'll
be jail.
Then the spirit took over. But your wife has left your house. Instead of saying, I will divorce you, use the power of the mouth and say that my marriage is the best marriage in the
whole world.
It may sound funny, but aren't many things of God funny? But you are creating and trapping yourself. May you trap yourself in riches. In riches. You know, when you are trapped, it means that you are in it.
So,
some of you are only trapped by women and men. But may you be trapped in riches and blessings. That means that wherever you pass. But how can you trap yourself in riches and blessings? Bible says you are snared. You are trapped. It's very spiritual. So your casual conversations and things that you have amongst yourselves, don't just talk by heart. Think about what you are talking about. And mean what you say. If you don't mean it, shut up. Don't just talk that. Business is going to be
good. My business will collapse very soon.
They are going to read budget. I feel they are war.
Yeah, the kind budget.
The Bible says the judge shall live by budget.
Bible and say.
Is that what the Bible says? The judge shall live by the oil increases.
Bible and say.
The judge shall live by the cost of things in the market. He said the judge shall live by what? And faith includes using your mouth. After all, isn't it how faith works? Faith works by the things you see.
That's how faith
works. So, beloved, begin to get married by the power of the tongue.
For one, no, for.
Wrap yourself with some beautiful spiritual girl by the power of your mouth.
So who if you did that for no
I see somebody you are trapped not by evil girl but a nice girl. Lady who is not married, you can trap yourself today. That is when you wake up in the morning. And people are saying that you are not married. You say, I am married to the man of my heart. My choice is who I am. What do you want? The power of the tongue. Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews 11, 3.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.
Look at Hebrews 11, 3. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by God's money. Is that what Bible says? No. He said, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Jide na yade ti ase se wiase ahodro wode nyankopon asem na esiesie enti dia enitu afri inyoma a ena a ede di ebai. Amen.
He says that so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear, but by the words of God. That shows how this world came into existence. And this is showing you how you can come out of your problems.
And also,
how you will enter into your blessings. Because the Bible says, he simply said, let there be. You better take your wedding picture with your husband and the problems in the marriage. Look at your husband in the face.
For
look
wedding at your picture, wife, yourself in the wedding.
Let there be peace in this marriage. Let there be peace in this marriage. Better take your family picture. Look at all the children. Let there be peace among the children. You better take your certificate and say, let this certificate find me a job.
Certificate
will look after me and make me build
a
house. You better look at your hot room and say, let there be an air condition in the room. You better look at your dirty feet and say, let them be
your now.
Your feet are dry. Amen. The power of the tongue.
To me, I want to tell him.
Your tongue is spiritual.
Touch him, so you
say that it framed your business and your life so far. Has been framed by the things you have been saying.
That's
what some of you, the people you converse with, you have to change them.
Because
of their vision, they don't make you talk big. That is why I like Nigerians. They talk big. I visited a Nigerian camp facility this last week. Do you know the size of the facility? Have you seen 100 meters before? That's what the Hussein boat does. Now 1 kilometer is equal to how many meters? 1,000. You get it. So the facility is 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers.
And yeah, 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers.
Yeah. And people gather there. People gather there. And it's every Friday is full. I'm telling you, read my mouth. 3 kilometers by 3. Tell me that
3 kilometers by 3.
3,000 times what Usain Bolt runs.
3,000
by 3,000 times. That is 3 kilometers. That's a campsite. Building. I mean, site. So when you are building, you have to build it a way that you can finish. You get it?
Who's there? So when you said
you have been 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers, go and build a site where you never finish. Amen. When I saw someone who said, oh, this, I said, you see, the unstraightness of it is what will make them finish. Because you can't build this thing by this. You by the time you finish, you are dead.
What do you mean, sinners?
You just have to build a structure and roof it, and the people come under it and they are blessed. Amen. 3 kilometers by 3 kilometers.
3 kilometers by 3 kilometers.
And people gather. And when they said we were going to have a program, so they were arranging the chairs. You know how they arrange the chairs? Each row has a track. So the tracks are moving there. So when the track goes here, then they will move. Then the ashes, so the
ashes,
you must be a track driver.
The ashes in there, so we need a track driver.
They move the chairs. We walk so and say, let's go back. We can't even finish. When you get born again, there are points you can go and they have these tricycles.
So the human yes,
Bubu ya, that's what they call in Ghana. Okay, they say they call keke or something or something. Keke na bed, that's what they call it. Even look, you and if you are somewhere, don't let all we will catch you too busy cry. I've said it, it's the matter you go to a toilet, but you walk almost 2 kilometers. Hey. But you see, you it's just as you see, when you visit such people, that's when God wanted to bless Abraham. Say, come out. Where you are not seeing anything.
Come
out and lift up your eyes and then look at the stars. Can you count the stars? Say, so shall your children be at the sound of the sea. And some of you, if you really want to see a change of life, come out of that circle that doesn't talk faith, that's always talking small, that's always talking little. Come out of those people and talk to people and talk with people who talk big. Talking big is not a sign of pride. It's only that you believe in the God. You believe in a big God. That's why sometimes when you come, the first night that it is well, it will work. Before even I pray for you. So beloved, your mouth. This your mouth that you don't wash. But you don't even need to wash it. You don't even need to brush your teeth.
Yes, but
it's better if you do it. I mean, it's for your own personal hygiene. Don't say things that my ear. The doctor said what? What is God also saying?
Who
is it? Your mouth is supposed to repeat what God is saying. Now what any doctor is saying, everybody is saying about your life. Your mouth is to say, to agree with what God is saying. Or what the doctor is telling you. And what the doctor is saying is true. But there are two truths in the world. There are two truths. But there is the truth. And the truth is what God has said. It is true that your wife cannot give birth. It is true. But there is only one truth. And that one truth says, it is not by might nor by power.
Hey!
That truth is what God believes. So don't think that what the daughter said is it's true. One day I went to do a lab test. The doctors told me that I have 4 years to live. All the doctors I gave to Bishop Ogwe and everyone they looked at it, their faces changed. Like by now, I'm a skeleton. That's some years ago. But when I went home, I said no. I shall not die without seeing this particular lady's child. I shall not die without seeing this person, dedicating this person's house. I shall not die. I went to do it again. When I went to it, I said, no, it is not like that. Somebody told me, though, they made a mistake at the first time. I said, you think they made a mistake. But I changed it by the things. I changed it.
It's a sign.
Beloved, who you are is what you say. That is the spirituality of your tongue. Let your tongue be spiritual. And after that, you will see that your worlds will change. Hallelujah. Say good things. Look, do you think you are the only one who has problems?
What is the only one who has them?
Bible says that the world was without form. Even you, there's some form about you. Darkness. God didn't consult any architect as to how this and this centripetal and centrifugal forces, how would this be? Then he didn't consult it. He just thought of it and said it. Look, that chronic disease in your life, you are waiting until the hand is laid on you. You can stop it by the things you see about
it.
Even so, when people are talking to me, I will ask them, questions.
So
that they themselves will know what to say. Don't accept it. There is power
to me.
Hey. Concerning spirituals, I don't want you to be ignorant. If you know this mouth, it can take you to America every week and bring you back.
Work for America. Now what you be asking the waba?
This mouth can
make.
He made those things that be not as though.
Your man not anyone or hear this say.
That's when I say, go round and tell somebody what you are expecting
today.
I was not joking, but he didn't say anything. You see, he didn't say anything. I was not joking.
One country.
I said, tell the person what you are expecting today. And then, you took it as a joke.
Now so far,
you
send me
and you went and this.
Now we're sick again. Now
your sickness. Let me go. And I saw somebody hugging somebody's wife. You didn't say anything. What did you say?
My gosh.
What did you say? You were only interested in the hugging.
You have
timed the person long times. So when I say go and hug, say wow, Tommy lies so. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved.
What the fuck?
This thing that I say your car will be parked here.
I say me and my car say okay, but what car park is no?
You too.
What's so?
Me have said it too.
My car.
You too should believe it. Anytime you can see.
It's super happy.
My car
and so say,
is parked there.
My car ever has it.
One day, Yonggi Cho went to
Yonggi Cho
for lectures.
Echo lectures.
And he told his classmates.
So catching a classmate.
That, oh. I bought new chairs.
Say, oh, my talk
and I have a new car.
Na me nyaka hofo.
You are his beloved. Just visited him the previous night, and there was nothing in the house.
The beloved so eba na shidi fi.
So they were all surprised.
So he
said, when we close,
it was say yapoa.
You can come and see. So when they close, they all
come
see. What sort of chairs has he bought? When they went, there was nothing.
Omo ko na shidi edemo.
So can't you see?
I say, Moonwana.
Yes,
yeah. I say,
then he told them that, where were you before you were born?
I say, now we're here and say, oh.
Weren't in your mother's womb for 9 months?
Now we knew mommy yem for.
For 9 months, were you not in the womb? Was it not you?
I say, Bosumi.
People didn't see, but it was you.
I say, Bosumi.
And after 9 months, you came. So he said, what I told you,
it is there.
Only that it is in the womb of the spirit. After 9 months, it will come. It will come. That is how to believe and call those things that be not as though they were. And today, whatever he said came to pass. See, what doesn't make you say is like the people say, let's go and see. Hey, they say, hey, can you see my husband? He's like, you are a fool.
As Okasa, we bet my friend said, why do you?
And also, it's not everybody should go and say these things.
Now, some will say, you'll be an Essong country.
Some of the things say to yourself.
Maybe more Essong country.
But they say to who believes with you.
And I catch them, you're only with GD. Boom.
Some people, if you go and say this, but Abraham didn't really mind God when God made him a fool.
Abraham,
he said, let people use their mouth to make you a father of many nations. So tell them that from today, your name is father of many nations. Some will be laughing at you, but they will still be saying it. That is why I never have any problem when people say this church, they are a rich church. I never. You know why? Because it's a good confession to make for us. Because what you are saying is that every member of this church shall be rich in the name of Jesus. So anytime you go and say, oh, that rich is, oh, wonderful. You are talking about me. I'm the rich person you are talking about. They may look at your shoe and see that you are wearing chalote. But they say that since I am in that church, you are saying it's a rich people's church. They are actually talking about me. But that's also make some of you not come to the church. Because you wish, you want rather to go to a place that they say that, oh, that church they are poor. Why? This why you are not trapped. Somebody is even trapping you for you. You should take it. Say amen.
Amen.
So from today to go,
if you are miracle,
when you look at yourself in the mirror, use this powerful spiritual weapon that God has given to you. Some of you, the only thing you know how to do is to use it to insult. You can insult and the thing will go to the man being singing. What do you say, Jenny? Useless
man.
That's what you can use your mouth to say. Obey your mom.
You don't have brain.
You don't have a mind. What about if you are crazy? Oh yes,
you are crazy.
Oh yes, hey. And you want to your husband?
Your husband.
And you want to insult him for him to know that you have really.
Oh, pastor, oh yeah, nah. You really insult him.
You call yourself a man.
Into so from who say?
Oh yes,
man.
You
are a crazy man. Your man, useless man. Mercy.
One day, a woman was insulted. I couldn't believe.
Baby, you'll be no. Oh, baby, yeah.
And she made it say, "Be you son singing yourself."
Mercy. Mercy.
The other one is what? Hey, Baba, Baba, Shakata, Boka, Bata, Yandalaba, Bovito. Boom. Then you say, oh, can I put on? Put on. I mean, I'm ready. Boom, Victor!
Merci.
Boom, Victor!
Merci.
Hey, you are a specialist in killing people's spirit. This ought not to be so. It shouldn't be. You can't use the same mouth to bless you and the same mouth you are using to curse.
No.
No. So use your mouth. It's powerful.
One way.
It's a powerful thing.
It will to me.
You were made by somebody's mouth. That's a
imitators
of God. So let's imitate God. As we understand the spirituality of our mouth. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. Why don't you tend? I think now you can tell somebody something good. Go to some 28 people and make some positive confessions about you and about them. And let me tell something. Something powerful is happening today. Tell your husband that, hey! We have the best marriage.
Your warrior fair.
Hey. From today, don't use your mouth to say things you don't mean.
Only
say good things. And proper things. Concerning the spirituality of your tongue. Church, I will not have you ignorant. That it is powerful. It can give you life. It can trap you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, what your children are saying, look and perform. In the name of Jesus. It will happen in Jesus' name. As you have said,
Amen.
It's the season. You will not walk to church again. You will not go begging again. Is who you are.
Just believe in what you say.
Say it. Those negative
life
things, don't accept it.
Sign your mind and your mapa.
What did you how far can you see?
How far can you see? You see, the further you can see, the more faith. When I saw 3 kilometers, 3 kilometers. our church is like half of the quarter of the stage of that church.
You believe, you shall receive.
Wow. Come, shakata,
and I see.
Makata, basakata, basakata,
basakata.
You are changing your situation. You are creating your world. You are changing things. Anybody for you to say negative things.
I'm not crying more, Bianca.
It's just a dream. How far can you see?
Some of you are short-sighted. You can't see far.
And
what you say is who you are.
What you say is who you are.
What
you say is when you believe, you shall.
If you believe it, you shall receive it.
Life is
more than just a dream.
Life is more than just a dream.
How far can
you
see? How far can you see in your business? In your life? How far?
That we need to be moved.
And what you say is who you are.
What is it now?
What you believe, you shall receive. And I see him standing by the door.
He's standing by the door to take your words. He's coming for your words with power. What he is saying, what you are saying, if you believe, open.
Waiting for you.
Wow. Wow. I see jobs are changing. Healings are coming. I see blessings coming to your life. Children are literally entering your wombs. Children are literally entering your wombs. I see you signing checks. You have never signed a check.
Who signing
before,
checks?
But you are going
who
to sign
check that?
Foreign currency checks.
Who signing foreign
checks
currency
in foreign currencies?
Who signing
checks
in foreign currency?
And what you say?
I see with your own keys.
You are
opening your doors. The house belongs to you.
If you are
not, you are not rented the house. Your own keys are opening your doors. I see you are working with your own husband. Your own husband in the church. Your children are following you. I see you are going to the school of your choice. The school of your choice. You are going. This church is full of people who are blessed. Students who are getting A's. People who are being paid in dollars. People who are nationally known. Exploit that they are doing in their field of endeavor. I see. Hey, I hear people say that go to that church and see everybody that drives a car. I see it and I say it.
Hallelujah.
See, he's standing at the door. He's come for your words. He's come for your words. He's come for your words. He knows there's power in the word that you are speaking. That is why he came. What words is he taking back today? What words is he taking back today? As for me, I say, I am going to live long to declare the works of the Lord. As for me, I say that I am healed of any diseases by his stripes. As for me, I say I will not sleep in any hospital on my knees. That is what I say. I say I'm doing well in life. Hey. Is there anybody who believes? It's happening right. As you believe. As you believe. As you believe. As you believe, as you believe,
hallelujah.
Lift up your hand.
Oh,
lift
lift up your hand and join in.
Life is more than just a dream.
Oh, Jesus. What I see is that your situation is changing. What I see is that some things that you never thought would happen in your life, because naturally they're way beyond your reach, suddenly from what you have started saying, you started receiving it into your life. It would never have happened in your life. That is what I see. That is what I see. I see right from the back. Everywhere I see, all over the place.
Someone who believes,
oh, Jesus.
Open up your heart. He's waiting for you.
You may go back to your seats. You have received what you came here for. You have received what you came here for. And you are going with that blessing in the name of Jesus. With every head bowed and every eye closed. You must tell yourself that your hairdressing salon.
Yeah, someone can't tell me hairdressing salon way
has gone international.
Aqua poetry.
It has left the small area you have been.
If it's up, they begin to weigh up.
Then it's gone international.
And so I call a man.
And the brand which is known.
No, a dean of be pay at.
You must tell yourself.
Yeah, someone can't tell.
Say that I won't be here.
Means
in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. You don't know whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. And you want to say, Pastor, my friend invited me or I came on my own. But I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. You want me to pray for you to give your life to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus. Pastor, I'm not sure where I will go when I die. And I want God to save me today. I want to be born again. You say this with me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
I believe in my heart.
I believe in my heart
that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you,
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
And I invite you into my life.
And I invite you into my life.
From today.
From today.
As my Lord and personal Savior.
As my Lord and personal Savior.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
For forgiving me of my sins.
For forgiving me of my sins.
And making me your child.
And making me your child.
From today.
From today.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Mukampai which can say Eradi Yesu. Midawase. Sewa Jimmy. Papa. Israel. Fami Bonin in our chem. Natural within. Ewan Kwanguman. And Avia. Ifa Yesu. Semi Krajin Kwan. Midawase. Sewa Jimmy. Oh, yes, you do. Amen.
God bless you for listening to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0277-533-108 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0277-533-108. You can also worship with us every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 10 a.m. at the Loyalty House International, Abay, Dawenia. God bless you.